Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Mr. Akiwumi, for the brief but very much to the point presentation. Just a couple of thoughts on the proposed indicators or results. The first one, more a bit in line with what I already said for the previous two sub-programs. So we should try to aim to have the performance measures in a way as to measure the true utility or usefulness of the actions. I imagine this will be evolved in the final draft. So for instance, in the first case, to identify the actual implementation design of these policies rather than ability to do so. And the same kind of goes for the second option, where we should rather measure the use of the PCI rather than the capacity to do so. But when I was reading this, and actually a bit also inspired by your presentation yesterday, and a bit the question that I already posed yesterday, wondering if maybe this can be even evolved a bit differently, and just put it out there for consideration. So given that the PCI, I mean, we have been, this has something that has been at the forefront over the past few years in your division and also in our consideration. And then on the other hand, we have the holistic development programs, which is also the other, if I may call it, flagship action from your division. So I'm wondering whether the two could be linked in a way. And my thinking yesterday night, when I can't sleep, I'm thinking about UNCTAD, of course. So I was thinking that perhaps this PCI can be used or put to use for the entire donor community, or at least the UN family, and not just UNCTAD. And in that sense, to truly evaluate its practical operationalization rather than just, in a way, academic interesting point. And in that sense, what if this performance measure could measure the use of the PCI by resident coordinators in a way in assessing and evaluating the effectiveness of relevant country actions of the entire UN system, and potentially beyond? It could be in a way, but in a way the resident coordinators should have an overview of everything that's being done by the UN system in a country, and the PCI should allow them to identify, in cooperation obviously with the beneficiary country, where this action should be focused on. And then after those actions, the PCI clearly should measure whether these actions were effective. And in that way, if we're using the PCI in this sense to define our measures or define the policies, the focus of the policies or the actions, and then also measuring what's the impact of those policies and actions, we can actually conclude that if PCI has been used by the resident coordinators, that it is a useful tool for them. So in that sense, the performance measure could be the use of the PCI by X number of resident coordinators. So this, as I said, this is something that's how I spend my evenings. But would love to hear your thoughts on this, if you think this is something that could be useful to put more concrete meat on the PCI performance evaluation. Thank you.